not a lot of bling. When he do the thing, bada boom, bada bing. From the womb to the tomb, get that ricotta, bada bing, bada boom. Doom, your reputation precedes you. Wait till you crack and see what we do, you dweeb you. No pun intended, takes one to know and will know. It's unscented. Yo, son, to mention when I'm said it from the other time. Before everybody and they mother rhyme. What a crime, beats is the same way. Make them wanna hit the streets with heat for a lame's pay. Game day, flag on the play and proper helmet. Drag on the sway from the gem drop a well stick.
G'day, it's Henry here. Recording on Monday morning because it's a holiday, because of Heritage Day. And I'm still a bit sleepy because I just woke up half an hour ago. But unfortunately, I've only got about 45 minutes to record this and to upload it because James is coming soon. So, Saturday, I went to work, which was fun. It was a bit quiet, but, after work, I took my brother to the movies. We went and saw, Eat Blue, which is, it was about this guy who, these people that are in Antarctica. They have like a camp there doing research. And they have a pack of dogs, rescue dogs, who get stranded and have to go rescue them. And it wasn't a bad movie. It was a Disney movie, and it kind of reminded me of watching Disney movies when I was a kid. Nolan loved it, and it actually wasn't as bad as what you might think it was. I don't know if it was naff, but. Oh yeah, and it was set in Antarctica, but it was actually filmed in British Columbia. Okay, I think I might play my comedy clip now. Maybe I'll feel awake by the time it's finished. I'm going to play some Monkey News from the Ricky Gervais Show, because I just love Monkey News. If you're not familiar with Monkey News, it's basically when Carl, his co-host, or his producer, he discusses a news item of a news story of the week that involves monkeys. And so this is a clip about monkeys in the Olympics.
Oh, chimpanzee, that monkey news.
Right, this one's about it's been emailed in to me.
Right.
I haven't really had time to check it out this week.
No, you're joking.
Been busy.
Ooh,
busy.
I hope it's not stupid.
Goes back to 1908, and the person saying it's, you know, it's a good story and that, and they're surprised they haven't picked up on it yet, right? The Olympics, right? In 1908, in London. Apparently it was meant to happen in Italy, but it was cancelled. Don't know why, right? And it happened in London. Anyway, 400 metres, right, it was meant to... there was a fella who was going to do the run, right, and the favourite to win it was this Bulgarian guy, right? It was like a newcomer.
Okay, there's a few things it cannot be. One, he injures himself so a monkey steps in and wins. Two, he does a drugs test, it turns out that he is a monkey. So if it's either of those, right, I'm going to go mad.
So anyway, so the fella, right, this favourite, everyone's putting the money on him, thinking, yeah, he's going to do it. Gonna
is he hairy? Is this bloke hairy?
So anyway, so the race happens.
Yeah.
And everybody's lined up, ready to run. And, you know, everyone's saying, yeah, he's gonna win. And suddenly, a bit of murmuring going on, people going, oh, what's going on here?
Right? He's eating a banana.
And
there's a fella
in the lane next to him.
Yeah.
Right? He's going up. Who's that? He doesn't look familiar.
Oh, Christ, Carl.
Chico.
Right? Doesn't look familiar. Who's he? It's,
yeah.
You know, What's going on?
Who is it? I mean, not what is it?
So they go in. So they say, well, he might not be that any good. Do you know what I mean? He might not be good. He might just
a bit short.
Doesn't
he's
matter.
He's only 3'6" and he's hunched over on his knuckles. So
I didn't realise it was fancy dress.
Yeah. So I don't think he's gonna be any good.
So the race starts.
Oh, he put his finger up his ass. That's weird for a runner to do that before a race. It's weird. Yeah.
Race starts.
Yeah.
The fella that no one recognises wins it. People go, what's gone on here?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what I mean? We had our money on the favourite. What's gone on? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, he stood up there, right? He's looking well happy.
Yeah.
He's lifting the trophy and everything.
Right. Okay.
Long arms. That trophy's higher than.
So anyway,
only 3 foot, but the trophy's 9 foot in the air with those long arms. So I'm suspicious. Go on.
They had the picture in the paper the next day.
Sure.
And everyone's going, yeah, he was fast and everything, but quite hairy for a runner.
Oh, I'll tell you
come
what,
on,
Carl.
Come on, quite hairy for a runner, because normally they shave themselves, don't they, to make them faster.
No.
And then how did he manage it? It's really hairy and that. So anyway, he wins the stuff, he walks away with a cup. The people who are in charge of the running, or like the Olympic committee, look further into it. Turns out it was a chimp.
Right, keep talking.
No,
right.
Don't keep talking.
Shut up. This is monkey news. If you can't handle the news...
It's news from 1909 and I haven't heard about a chimp winning the Olympics.
Right, be quiet.
What happened there, then?
400 metres, right.
Now, don't the thing is... Don't talk shit.
The only thing was, it took so long for the Olympic committee, right, to find out that it was a monkey. It was going manic. It went into loads of races. It was picking up loads of, like...
No, shut up!
Right? It became a celebrity. It was doing, endorsements on TV.
Don't talk shit!
It said he managed to win the same race 4 years later in Athens because...
How did he get to Athens?
But it's a joke! They're winding you up, Carl!
Weird.
It's not weird! It's in... Right. I do not believe it.
Well, that's pretty silly. Okay, so after getting back to Saturday, after the movies, went home and had a shower, and so I met up with Stacey. We went bowling with Philippe and his girlfriend. And I'm not really a big fan of bowling. I don't think. I don't know. Most people love it. I just don't really get into it, especially with my arm, because I couldn't bowl with my right hand. So I was trying to bowl with my left hand, so I think I end up getting like, I think I got like 13 gutter balls in one game. But I definitely had a fun time. It was great hanging out with Stacey and the others. And afterwards we went and played pool. Well, the others played pool. I couldn't really play pool either. And anyway, I probably could have played, but I really suck at pool, so I didn't even. I just said, oh, I better not play because I got my arm. Because usually when I play pool, I usually sink the black ball my first shot, which really annoys the person who paid the toonie to play the game. So, I don't know, I think, I wish I had a pool table and I could practice, that would be good. So that was pretty much it for Saturday. Sunday, slept in. I always sleep in on Sunday, and had to do some, just housework and stuff, clean up my room a bit, it was pretty bad, and then went snowboarding on after lunch. Went to Blue Mountain, and it was fun. It was a really cold day though, a bit too cold for the likes of me, I think, and it was pretty icy too. So I was deliberately trying to go really slow, but that was not very good on the ice, because I just had I was just like sticking to the ice and had a couple of bad falls. So I was pretty sore last night, still a bit sore today. And it was a really cold day. I think it was a bit even too cold for Liam, because he was supposed to be at Blue, and didn't see him there. So, and he's Canadian, and it was too cold for him. So that's saying how cold it was, eh? But speaking of Liam, he did that logo for me last episode, and I couldn't get it. I don't know how to do enhanced podcasts, and I have to learn how to do that. But anyway, I'm going to use the artwork he did for me for this episode, even though it says 17. It says 16, and I'm up to episode 18, but have to give him props, so. But, okay, now I have a big announcement about Short Poppy Syndrome. I'm now in the iTunes Music Store. I submitted my podcast, and I got an email this morning that says that I've made it in. So that's awesome. So it makes it easier for people to subscribe and stuff. And yeah, that was great. And it was pretty easy. I thought it'd be harder to get into the iTunes Music Store. But, no, see, it was pretty easy. I just submitted it on Saturday night. And this morning it was done. Saturday, I put Dirty Dan's podcast on my feed, and that was a great podcast. He's got his own feed and his blog working now. So his podcast is at platinumpodcast.blogspot.com, and you should go subscribe, because it was a pretty funny. His first episode was pretty good, and I don't know, I'm thinking I might steal his that segment he did about his to-do list, because that was awesome. I know, probably I won't steal it, but anyway, if I was to do a to-do list, I think I'd have to put Kelly Ripper at the top of my list, because I was just watching Regis this morning, and that's my favourite part about having a having a day off is watching Kelly Ripa because she's so damn hot. But now for NAF stuff, and I'm going to say orange is a NAF. I had an orange last night. Because I don't know why I had an orange. I haven't had an orange in ages, and it was just awesome. It was a pain in the ass to have to peel it, but once that was done, it was good eating. Okay, and a NAF artist, I'm going to say... Okay, this is an English group. They're called Atomic Kitten. No, they're not. They're called Girls Aloud, and they have a song called Biologic, and it's a very, very catchy song. James hates me for liking it, but I can't help it. It's just a really catchy song. Okay, so I have to make this pretty short, because James is coming really soon, and we're going to Blue Mountain again today, so I have to have a shower and everything. I don't know, I don't think this recording Monday mornings is such a great idea. My accent really is pretty slurry and dodgy at this time of the morning, so I think I'll play a song that James would enjoy, and I'm going to play Helicopter by Block Party. So thanks for listening. Email me at shortpopsyndrome@gmail.com. Okay, cheers.